today's Tech Help for Churches. Twitter, manners, and common courtesy. Hi again and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I tell you all about technologies that you can use online, on the web, in social media, new media, etc. to help you and your church get your message out to change lives and eternities. My name is Paul Allen Clifford and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. That's a great way to do it, but there are others as well. If you're watching this video on YouTube, you can just leave your comments below. If you're on trinitydigitalmedia.com, leave the comments below. If you're more of an email person, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com is a good way to reach me. And because we're on Twitter, I thought I'd mention that my Twitter handle is Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff. So there are some common courtesies that I see on Twitter. First and foremost, avoid trolling people. I think that goes without saying, but I'm going to say it just to be absolutely clear. Don't be a troll. Now, with that out of the way, let's get going on probably the other 11 that a lot of people leave out. First off, following. If someone follows you, you don't have to follow them back. But if there's someone that you can envision yourself being in a dialogue with, feel free to follow them back. It's not required, but a lot of people really feel great when you follow them back. So I think I'd encourage you, if that makes sense, to go ahead and do that. Now, if you're the pastor of a huge, huge international ministry, don't feel like you have to. If you're a celebrity, don't feel like you have to. But with the exception of that, you know, just regular people that really, quite frankly, would like other people to follow them, then by all means, follow back. Next, when you're spoken to, if it's something that's personal, absolutely reply back. Don't ignore those. One thing that I've seen over and over again is someone will say something nice and then people will ignore it. Don't do that. It's fine if they're being trollish or if it's something bad or if it's, hey, buy my real estate in Nevada and you've never been to Nevada. Feel free to ignore those. But I mean, you know, when it's regular conversation, replying back is a nice way of going about doing things. Next, if you quote someone, make sure you give them credit. This is something that people weren't great at the beginning, and then the retweet convention came along, and that retweeting is a good way of giving credit. So just always give credit. Next, shorten with care. There are a lot of URL shorteners, and most of the time, depending on which ones you use, you can't tell where the link goes. So try and use those shorteners sparingly. I know that they save you a lot of space. I use Bitly a lot. There's WordPress.com has one. Twitter has one that's t.co. Amazon has amzn. I can't even remember what the extension is, but I think it's amzn.to. Anyway, just shorten with care, because those shorteners can lead to some spammy links if you're not careful. So just be careful in how you use them. This next one really should go without saying to a Christian audience, but I'm going to say it because I fear that too often people ignore this. In Matthew 18, Jesus gives us a great blueprint of how to follow conflict, how to address it, and that is go to someone who you have a conflict with, talk to them directly. Don't talk to someone else about them, talk to them directly. Step two, if that doesn't work, take someone that you both trust and work it out between you. Thirdly, if it doesn't work, go back to them a third time, this time with the community that you both trust, like the church. And fourth, if it doesn't work, treat them how you would an unbeliever or a Pharisee, which is praying for them, but maybe not necessarily being in their life. At least in some cases. In others, you would try and be a positive influence. Just remember, that's the scripture that you need to use as a guide. So in this case, sometimes you will need to unfollow people. Don't feel bad about that. It's not the case that you have to be friends with everyone in the world. But sometimes you will have to unfollow, so just keep it in mind and keep it as a tool in your tool belt. Be careful with automation. I do a lot of automation in my Twitter account. This is a little controversial, I'll admit, but be careful with automation because it's okay to start conversations with it, but it's not a send out robo tweets like crazy and hope you get $1 billion in business. That would be spamming. No, it's more starting a conversation. So think about that and mix it up. Don't just automate one tweet over and over again. Mix up with a lot of different tweets. Remember that, for the next tip, text is flat. What do I mean by that? In talking to someone, you can hear inflections in their voice, and you can hear, oh, they're just joking, or, oh, that's not what they meant at all. They were being sarcastic. Whereas text, the same thing on in text, on Twitter, for example, you can't tell that. So if they haven't put a smiley face or a winky or, you know, some sort of indication of their mood, maybe an LOL even, then you just can't tell. So remember that it's flat, and if you feel offended, try seeing if there's another way of reading the exact same thing, because it could be that they just didn't get their emotion across correctly. Stop yelling. All caps, fine for television, pretty much that's it. Television and road signs. Those are the only situations where I'd use all caps, and on Twitter it really comes across as yelling, so absolutely avoid that if at all possible. Next, avoid cutting punctuation. There are sometimes when you're going to have trouble with having not enough space and you're going to want to cut stuff. I'd rather you change spellings than cut punctuation because sometimes it really matters. Here's a good example. There's a book called Eat, Shoots, and Leaves, and it's all about punctuation. Well, eat, shoots, and leaves can be three verbs. Someone eats a sandwich, shoots a gun, and then leaves, or what pandas do. They eat, shoots, and leaves. They eat, verb, and then the two nouns, shoots and leaves. Finally, use courtesy. Twitter can be something where you can really get riled up. Don't. Just be nice. Well, I hope that helps you. I hope that helps you and your church as you're going out to change eternity. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, etc. And until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.